grasp your throne. In him we trust. Shout it, sing it, all hail the throne. God bless the throne. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes, through the crucible unscathed we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song, play it, sing. Hail Biafra, we shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be
people in Atlanta, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to the second installment, another rendition of our program, coming to you today live from Atlanta in Georgia, United States. The time now here is round about 3 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening of the 23rd of June in the year of our Lord 2013. We know it's gone past midnight in London, it's also gone past midnight in Biafra land. You people are now, if you're listening to us in Europe, you are now into the 24th of June, whereas we are still in the 23rd of June, because the world rotates, the world doesn't stand still. We are asking people this evening not to stand still in their thought, in their thinking about how we're going to get Biafra. If you're awake and you're listening to us, that you're welcome to this edition of our program. My name, as always, is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, by the grace of God, a servant of the great people of Biafra. And I'm also delighted to say that we have our brothers who has kept us company, who has fed us, who has taken good, very good care of us today in the shape of Cletus and also Martin. They have done wonderfully well. Maybe they have atoned for the sins of our brothers and sisters in Atlanta, because if it is a blood sacrifice, they must have paid with their time, their enthusiasm, their effort, and their energy which they put into this. Nobody can come again and tell you from Atlanta that they have not heard about Biafra. We are going to ask ourselves very difficult questions this evening. Is the slackening or the weakening of the Biafran struggle as a result of the apathy of our people in the United States? What we are seeing here is astonishing. It is mind-blowing. Why are our people in the U.S. so selfish and apathetic to Biafra? What is going on? This is the spirit that we need to reawaken in them. But before I go on to bring you the analysis this evening that we have to bring to you, I will first of all go to them to once again welcome you to the program. Please, Martin.
Hello, Biafrans that are listening. Good evening from Atlanta, Georgia. And I want you to know that we are working hard to bring the people on board. I want you to enjoy this broadcast. And if you can, please call in. And those of you who are within the area here in Atlanta, you can come to the studio as we have given out information to a lot of people. Thank you.
Yes, we hope they will come to find their way here. We are going to tell them where we are broadcasting this evening. So if they are listening in Atlanta, they will be able to find us. But before I announce that, please, Cletus, go ahead and welcome our listeners to the program, please. It's a special Atlanta program, specially made for the people in Atlanta. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans and not Biafrans. Listen, I'm Cletus Ongoka from here in Atlanta, Georgia. We hope, you know, each and every one of you living in Atlanta here, we stop by and support the Radio Biafra, which is fighting in defense of freeing the all
support,
Biafra.
Support themselves.
They have to support themselves too. Yes. And help us, you know, realize this nation of Biafra. You can stop by here. We gave a lot of people addresses yesterday, and we haven't seen any of them. And expect, you know, if you can't be able to make it, please, we urge you to call and see what is going on and support the Radio Biafra. Nnamdi Kanu came all the way from London, you know, to let us know what is going on in Nigeria, you know, which is on call for injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. As you may know, if you sit you are bought there in your house, not helping, not contributing, there's no way, you know, you will realize the state, nation of Biafra. So I urge you to quickly make a call or stop by there at the studio. Have any questions, concerns, and Kano will address you, will answer your comments, you know, whatever you ask, you know, you will get it right away. Thank you, and keep hope alive.
Yes, we have to keep our hopes alive. We are hoping and praying that they will be able to, in the spirit of understanding and of goodness, be able to pick up the phone and call us this evening if they are listening, even if they are at work. We are asking them to please phone Radio Biafra this morning for some people, but this evening for us here in Atlanta. If you have, because they said before they didn't hear about it, we met them yesterday and explained to them what they need to do. They may say they even lost. So we'll tell them where we are. We are at Best Western Plus. It's on Atlanta Airport East. It is 301 North Central Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30354. I'll repeat, Radio Biafra studio in Atlanta is located at Best Western Plus, Atlanta Airport East, 301 North Central Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30354. What is the nearest highway here, please, if you may?
75.
Sorry?
75.
So they won't say South. 75 South. So they will not say they did not hear it. That is why we need to keep mentioning it is 75 South. Nobody will say they did not hear it, that this is Radio Biafra. This is the second broadcast we are bringing to you people. It is called the Atlanta Special. We want to find out this evening what in the name of Christ is going on, what in the name of the Holy Lord is going on in Atlanta. Why are Igbo people? They're not qualified to be called Biafrans. What is happening to them? Let us try and take this call before we proceed. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting for the second time from Atlanta today in Georgia in the United States. I'm Nnamdi Kanu at the studios of Radio Biafra. Have with me our brothers here, Cletus and Martins as well. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Odenibo, calling from New Jersey.
Odenibo from New Jersey. The whole world who are awake in Eastern Europe and Far East are listening to you. So are people also here in the United States heading towards the Philippines. What would you like to say, please?
Yes, I wish first and foremost to say a big thank you to Honorable Biafra Nnamdi Kanu and the editorial team of Radio Biafra, especially Carol Monde, for the gallant work you are doing for the cause of Biafra. Welcome to the United States.
Thank you, sir.
I have no doubt that your timely visit will help to awaken Biafrans in the United States to their responsibility both to themselves and to posterity. That is the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. I don't want to say actualization, because from my little knowledge of English, I believe that you actualize something that never existed. But Biafra, as a political entity, existed for three harrowing years. So we can only talk of restoring it, not actualizing it. I was in my early 20s and a civil servant in eastern Nigeria when Nigeria descended into anarchy and darkness. I lived through the 1966 crisis, the declaration of the Republic of Biafra on May 30, 1967, and the subsequent War of Independence. And like many Biafrans then, I also suffered some psychological trauma after our independence was denied us by the combined force of Nigeria, Britain, Spain, and the former Soviet Union, despite the loss of 3 million Biafran men, women, and children. The tragedy of Biafra has been described as the greatest human tragedy since the Second World War. Since the end of the Biafra-Nigeria War 43 years ago, Biafrans have continually been subjected to physical, mental, economic, political, and social brutalization by Nigeria. That is why Biafran sons and daughters of all ages abandoned their fatherland in search of fresh air of freedom in all corners of the earth. I am therefore immensely consoled that Biafrans of today are as determined as their fathers and forefathers to banish injustice by restoring the Republic of Biafra. As a geographical expression, Biafra has existed for over 500 years. And as a people, Biafrans have been in their present location for 5,000 years. The so-called amalgamation of northern and southern Nigeria in 1914 was merely a temporary contrivance of the British colonialists for the profitable exploitation of the natural resources of the amalgamated peoples of diverse cultures. It was not an honest attempt at building a nation, because no human hand can create a nation. Only God creates nations. I am happy that the new Biafra will include parts of the Middle Belt region, the Southeast, the South-South, and Anioma, and all those who yearn for freedom and justice under the law. The new Biafra should go for leaders in the mold of General Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuku, General Philip Effiong, Professor Eyo Ita, Dr. Michael Ihonu Karokpara, Dr. Akane Ibiam, Chief Sam Mbakwe, among others. Let me end my short comment with this anecdote. Some years ago, I and my professional colleagues had the privilege of meeting the then owner of a well-known hotel in Enugu, who used to be a minister in eastern Nigeria under Dr. Opara. The former minister told us the story of how he managed to get allocation of the piece of land on which he built the hotel. He said that as Minister of Lands and Survey, he initiated the allocation of plots at Independence Layout, Enugu, and dared put his name as one of the allottees. He said that when the allocations came before the Premier, Dr. Opara, for approval, he was furious and summoned him to his office. As the minister trembled before him, Dr. Opara demanded why he thought it proper took his name for allocation of plot. He asked the minister whether he, Dr. Okpara, had any allocation for himself. The minister said no. Then the premier went on. How do we explain this to the people who put us in power? This is just one instance of Okpara's upright and incorruptible administration. The many industrial and educational projects that sprang up in eastern Nigeria between 1960 and 1966 were Okpara inspired. The University of Nigeria, Ubudu Cattle Ranch, Ibariam and Ohaji Farm Settlements, Hotel Presidential Enugu and Port Harcourt, Niger FEM, Calago, Colleges of Agriculture and Education, and so on. Mind you, there was no oil money then. The East had only palm oil. The new Biafra must parade humble, honest, upright, and incorruptible leaders, prepared to sacrifice their lives, if need be, in the service of the Biafran people, who have suffered terribly in the hands of their fellow human beings. In this regard, I want to say a big thank you to the leaders of the indigenous people of Biafra and Bilie Human Rights Initiative for their sacrifice in the cause of the Biafran nation. I would like Biafrans who are not fully informed of the story of Biafra to read these books. The Biafra Story, The Making of an African Legend by Frederick Forsyth. The Untold Story of the Nigeria-Biafra War by Dr. Luke Nnaemeka Aneke. Nigeria and Biafra, My Story by General Philip Effiong. The Brutality of Nations by Dan Jacobs. And There Was a Country, A Personal History of Biafra by the world-renowned master storyteller, Professor Chinua Achebe. Once again, Nnamdi Kanu, you and the Radio Biafra team are godsend. You remind me of that indomitable Biafran mouthpiece, that veteran wartime broadcaster, Mr. Okoko Ndem. When I listen to you, I catch a glimpse of the rising sun over the land of the rising sun. God bless you and your team as you journey across the United States and Canada and across the world. God bless Biafra. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, sir. We are humbled. We are moved. We are shaken. We have been stirred. Our thoughts have been provoked by your very beautiful and very wonderful rendition this fine evening here in Atlanta. You are calling from New York. This program is dedicated to our people here in Atlanta to try and wake them up. But maybe you have atoned for their sins because of what you have told us this very evening. We are privileged and honored to still have people like you, that the desire, the flame, the urgency, the need to have Biafra emancipated from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, that some people even refer to the Cemetery Republic. We are humbled. We shall be in New York very shortly, and God willing, you shall be able to join us during one of our sessions. Thank you very much for your very wonderful call, and God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you very much. I think it's a very wonderful way to start, don't you think so? A very beautiful, very, very beautiful, well laid out. This program, in case you're joining us this evening here in Atlanta, or this morning, if you're in other parts of the world where Radio Biafra is has a very large following, is that we are dedicating this program to our people here in Atlanta, especially to recognize the work being done by our two brothers here sat in front of me at the studios of Radio Biafra here in Atlanta, Martin and Claire Tuzo, who have been working tirelessly hard since we came. as I said to them when we went out for dinner a short while ago, that they may have atoned or taken on the burden and the sins of all the other people in Atlanta because of the way they have received Radio Biafra, how tirelessly they have taken care of us, how well they have approached this very issue of Biafra from the time that they came to see us the very first day that we arrived. We are very grateful that we have people like them. And what I can say to the world is that as long as there are men like this in Atlanta, we are bound to succeed. Because from what I have witnessed so far, from the way we went about from one party to the other yesterday, announcing it to people, telephone calls here and there, I can tell you that we are ready to win souls back that have been lost to hamburger, have been lost to fries. Even the steak I had here in England, if you divide it into three, they will still sell one of it for nearly £15. The steak I had here is so much that I can see why the need to stay here is necessary. If you allow me, I will stay here as well. The food is very good. So you can understand why our people are here and why they are lost. This is a very beautiful place, I must say. So beautiful that our people have been dazzled by the lights, by the good life here. We have forgotten where we come from. I don't know, Martin, you're a minister of God, you're a prayer person. Can you perhaps take us through the Bible to remind our people why do we say to them to repent from their evil ways and turn to Biafra? There is something happening in this country. There is something here in Atlanta that I want to dig up from the ground. There is something here that we must exercise this very day. This mindset of apathy, hatred towards your own people. Why are we this way? Why are we the way we are? How can we change? Hundreds of people I saw yesterday at Debo Hall. These people we saw at Olo function yesterday where I spoke. What happened to them? What is happening to their mind? Why have they forgotten where they come from? Where did they get their selfishness from? This me, myself, and I, my family. As well, I'm motor. Let me go and buy gasoline and go to parties after having done 15, 19 jobs in a day. Where did this thing come from? How can we expunge it from their minds, from their subconscious, from their being, and restore them to what they are? Credible, proud, Igbo people, and by extension, Biafrans.
Anyway, I made mention in the previous broadcast that we're dealing with some mental, spiritual barriers that has been set up in the minds of the people. And that with this Radio Biafra dissemination of information, we'll be able to touch people again. And I also said that that the process has begun, the attempt to educate and to enlighten the people, illuminate their minds again, is on. And I added that prayers will be important in this effort, since what we're confronting is not only physical but has a spiritual dimension. I want to say thank you, sir, for the comments that you made. And it's very, very, I truly believe in what you said. And you made mention that you went through psychological trauma during the war and after the war. But here you are. You have shown that you can overcome such barrier, because it could have been a barrier for you. You could have sat back in your comfort zone and say, forget it, no more Biafra. But here you spoke up. And that is how a man should stand for what he believes. And I give thanks to you, my brother. Thank you very much, sir. And you made one point again that I had wanted to touch in the previous broadcast.
You'll come to that in a minute. People are calling. Let's try and see what they have to say. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wonderful.
Can you hear me too?
Yes, very, very. So does the whole world. Yes, so can the whole world hear you. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from Atlanta in Georgia. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Oke Onyene. I'm calling from Germany.
Yes.
I am from Oboe, Imo State.
Oboe, wonderful people.
Yes, thank you so much. I really want to commend and appreciate, you know, the good work you and the crew, you know, they've been doing all this while, you know, and two, you know, I really want to appreciate the man that just called, you know, from... Yes,
from New York, from New Jersey, sorry.
Okay, that is very good, you know, and the problem here, the Biafrans, we the Biafrans, the Igbos, you know, we should be grateful and thankful to God that we have all it takes, you know, to be, you know, and to achieve anything, you know, we really want to achieve. But the problem is that, you know, some people think that this cause or this is just a child's play, you know. Naturally, you know, there are some people who they always want to join when everything, you know, must have been, you know, achieved. But I just really want to tell you, you know, thank you so much for what you are doing. You know, your effort and all your work is not going to be in vain. Thank you so much, and may God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. We are very happy for your call this evening, and we welcome what you have just said. And we are asking you to also use the same means that you have found us to get other people to also be able to find Radio Biafra. If you are not on the Facebook page already, please, I recommend and I suggest that you try and do that, because at Radio Biafra, what we are doing belongs to the people. Radio Biafra is owned by the listeners and true Biafrans all over the world. What we are doing is to try to emancipate our people. We are only a vehicle to serve the purpose for which God has placed us here to do. We are not here for any other reason but to restore as our brother said, and I'll call him uncle from the sound of his voice, from New Jersey. I would say that here I have learned one thing today. And from today, I will make the conscious decision not to use actualization as a word when referring to Biafra. The word is restoration, because Biafra existed before. We are restoring what existed. We are not actualizing anything. That is a no-no for us. Actualization is dead. Biafra is being restored as we speak. Thank you very much, and say hello to all our people in Germany, and may God bless you. Once again, if you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We are making progress. We have our brother. One of our brothers have come to join us today. He's managed to make it. And for those still on the way, those who are still looking for where to find Radio Biafra in Atlanta, is that we are at Best Western Plus Atlanta Airport East, 301 North Central Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30354. A lot of people are calling. They're still calling. We'll go to our brother in a second. Let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are this evening in Atlanta. It could be morning where you are. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm Chidubem Blossett, calling from Germany.
You're calling from Germany as well. Chidubem, yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
My name is Tex.
Thank you.
So I want to talk about what is happening in Biafra land.
Yes.
Like in Anambra State. I saw a news, I read a news yesterday about what Governor Peter Obi is doing in Anambra State by giving 200 million naira to so-called Nigerian army. I don't know why he is doing all that. Is it because he wants to use it as security for himself or for what? Whilst there are a lot of Igbos in Anambra State that don't have a spare meal to eat at all, and he is wasting public fund for nothing suck. Secondly, I saw again he give up to 200 jeeps to Anambra royal fathers. Why is he lavishing the public fund money? What act can we call this? Is it for a charitable act or what? I don't know. You know, when you come again like Imo State too, I am someone like Governor Rocha Okorocha. I don't know his real art in Imo State. Okorocha, who entered into government under APGA in Imo State, is now the one fighting APGA in Imo State again. He's now joining APC party. The party belongs to Hausa people, Northern people, so-called Fulanese. The party belongs to them. But our man, who is Governor Rocha Okorocha, is now fighting against APGA. And when you come to Imo State, he will flash a lot of roads in Imo State that he have constructed this in Imo State, he have constructed that in Imo State, but when you get there, he's doing nothing. So I don't know what we'll call about what we'll call all this. We have to put mouth in all these things. And secondly, the way things is happening in our Igbo lands, in our Biafran lands, I don't know. We have a lot of prominent people who can speak for Biafran to stand. But I don't know their problem. Is it because they are political minerals or what? When you come, they will side to Hausans, whereas they are not benefiting anything from Hausa. When you come to Nigeria, I can say Biafra is the heart of Nigerian. And we and some of our most politicians who are supposed to stand for Biafra to stand, are the ones speaking against Biafra. And when you come, they will tell you Radio Biafra is not giving a good news. They are giving fake news. They are deceiving people. To my view, Radio Biafra is telling us the real truth of everything, which before I don't listen to Radio Biafra, so many people have been telling me about Radio Biafra. But when I get into Radio Biafra, I find something different, that they are telling us the truth. They are not deceiving anybody. They are telling us what is good for us to do. But our political leaders in Nigeria, they are doing nothing to us. And most political leaders who from Biafran land, I don't know what we can do to them. I don't know. How I wish I will be in position to do most of political Biafran political leaders what happened to Ghana. For them to stay clear for us. And I so much thank God what is happening now with Boko Haram and Nigeria. I know that is a way God wants to set Biafran free. Because when you look at what Northerners are saying, that without Northerners going to president in 2015, there will be no more Nigeria. I pray they should not kill innocent souls, but let there be, so that Biafra will go to be a freedom's country. Because a country like Biafra, if we keep by the side of these all these political minerals, because I call them political minerals because they are only seeking for their own, and for their family, they are not seeking for the interests of the masses. They only find their own, which is very, very bad. And I so much thank you so much for giving us Radio Biafra, for us to hear what is happening in Nigeria, what is happening in Biafra land, and everything that you people is doing. I so much appreciate. And I say thank you all for giving us all this news.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for calling our brother who called us from Germany. We are very, very grateful for your call. We are delighted to say that the studios of Radio Biafra is filling up. The work we did yesterday is beginning to pay off. That people, great Biafrans here, we are delighted to say, are beginning to turn up to the studios of Radio Biafra, albeit makeshift one here in London. If you are joining us for the very first time, that this is a special broadcast for the people of Atlanta, Biafrans in Atlanta, coming to you all the way live from this very beautiful, wonderful city. Where we are this evening is, or this evening here in Atlanta, it could be morning where you are, is Best Western Plus, Atlanta Airport East, 301 North Central Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30354. You can get us via Skype as usual, or you can get us on the telephone that we are using to obviously take your calls this evening, which is +1 404 7898 796. I repeat that number, +1 404 7898 796. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world where you have Biafrans. We are the only platform on this earth where you don't pay to have your voice heard in every corner of this very planet. We have our brothers who are distinguished, who are here with us this evening. The caller on Skype will tell you to wait, please. The caller on Skype, we are going to ask you to wait for a while because we want to do an introduction here in the studio. Please do bear with us. Stay where you are. We'll take your call in a short while. Please do stay where you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening. Good morning.
Yes.
Good
morning, sir. Yeah, please thank you very much. Good evening from from Atlanta.
This is Emeka.
Emeka, stay where you are. We'll come back to you. Don't go away. Stay where you are. We'll come back to you. Right. Okay? Thank you very much. Yes, we'll go to our brothers here in the studio to please tell us who they are. I see the gentleman here. We'll go to him. that helped us very much yesterday when we went to the Olo function. Please start by telling us who you are and where you're from, please.
My name is Uche. Good morning, good evening, good night, my brothers, wherever you are around the world. My name is Uche Naji. I'm from Amuriomanze in Isu local government area of Imo State. I live in Atlanta, recently moved from San Francisco Bay Area, having lived there for a couple of years now. So I'm new to Atlanta. I've already heard about, I've been Biafran, is that an actualization? Reclamation of Biafra.
Yeah, the restoration.
The restoration of Biafra has been a burning desire to me. I take it very, very passionately because by the virtue of the pogrom, I was a victim of the war. I was born right there, right when the war started. And when I, after reading this and hearing the first-hand story about my elder uncles that went for that war, and then having read and over again and researched about it, I think truth is always bitter. This history about Nigerian Biafran war is one-sided. It has been blockaded by the corrupt Nigerian and the foreign cohorts, where we know who they are. But I'm here to throw my input to support my full-fledged support to make sure that the Biafra is going to live on. Our people, the turn is over to us now that are the living to keep this fight going on until the fruition of it. To my brothers, especially our brother Nandi, the moderator, to him, I was so... Last night when we were at our Lord meeting, when he announced it, I was thrilled with joy. I mean, I hugged him very well because this is a moment that I've been waiting for. So the ball is on our court now. The onus is on us to prove otherwise, prove the cynics that we can do it. Our people, our heroes passed. They have played their part very well. I think the dimension has changed now. The fight in those days is no more like the modern fight now. Now is pain and intelligence. So to that, I will pass on to the moderator. And then wherever you are, my brothers, we can do it. This is already in progress. We have achieved it. Actually, we have achieved it. It's up to us to claim it.
Thank you very much. We are very, very grateful for that. You have come maybe to salvage the pride and the dignity of our people here in Atlanta, which Cletus and Martins has been finding very, very difficult to uphold for some time now. We'll go also to our brother who is here with us in the studio to please tell the whole world who he is and why he's here in the studio today. Please, go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's really a pleasure to be here this evening. My name is Nefe Okaba from Arundizo, in Idato North local government area. I'm really, really excited to be here to share with my brothers and sisters worldwide. The story has been told, but we're here to begin to retell the story. We were those kids who were shot at. We are those kids who are denied. We have come of age. It is our time. We are not going to wait for anybody to do our fight for us. We are going to fight our own fight. We were misunderstood. Yes, the world did. We were misunderstood and denied. Right now, the world have come to terms, and now the come have come, and we have come together. We think the world understands better now what our effort, what our cries, what our yearnings has been, and this is it. We are now going to march forward with the whole world. We don't need anybody from Futajelon to come and invade our home and define us and tell us who we are. We know who we are. We are full-fledged people put where we are by the Almighty. That is our claim. That is where we will be. We are not stepping back one more foot for anybody. It is for whatever. We are able. We are capable. We have the means. Anybody that tempts us anymore will bear the brunt of it. Physically, mentally, materially, and otherwise. Our home is our home, and that's where we stand. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We are very great. Maybe there's a lot of work going on. Maybe God has heard our prayers. I don't know. Those that went to church today and prayed, a lot seems to be happening. Yes, Cletus, what do you want to say? Do you want to say something?
Oh, no. I mean, no. I commend what my other brothers said, you know. So we're marching forward. We are not going back. You know, Biafra has to be restored. It's restored already.
It's restored already.
So all we are just trying to let our brothers and sisters know that we are working on it. We are not going back. We are moving forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. This is the new spirit. Maybe Atlanta is being redeemed this evening. I wanted to pour a lot of venom on them, but there are a lot of you here now in the studio, so I can't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
And they were. I'm very, very delighted to be saying that once again, that our people in Atlanta has been restored to us. The same day that we are taught about what we are pursuing, that what we are pursuing is the restoration and not the actualization of Biafra, because Biafra has been in existence for over 500 years. Not our own map, not Radio Biafra map, but the Portuguese map of that part of the world.
Right.
Let's go and take this call from our brother. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra reaching the entire humanity from Atlanta in Georgia, USA.
Good morning.
Good evening from
you.
Yes, yes, go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
This is Emeka Ngufo calling from Malaysia.
Emeka from Malaysia, go ahead.
Yes. I'm so happy that the people of Georgia in US are now turning over.
They are coming up now, yes.
They are now waking up. I'm so happy.
Yes.
You know, first of all, I'd like to comment on the that first caller, the map on Georgia, that the first caller.
Yes.
The way it's called.
Yes.
You know, it may be that they are right that the devil still have a nice, well enlightened man that know what is going on in Nigeria. You know, because they need to know that Nigeria is a very geological place, as you used to say, because our home is we need to make our own possible. So they are Biafra. You know, I would like to thank you more once again, because making this fight to known to all of us, both in this diaspora and back home. What I would like to say is that I like to keep the fire burning, and even the people in Georgia for them to come together, not only for us, for them to sit and listen, and for them to put it in practice. But this our attention, this is our Biafra. Understand? But then, so as we have in the national, when we come together, we will keep the fire burning, and gather our freedom. All of them will go back home and develop our country. Thank you very much. We are in Malaysia. This is morning, and I'm sorry for being in this second program for the second conference this morning.
That's okay. You've done very, very well.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, keep the fire burning.
Thank you. Well, of course, we will. Our people are here, and incidentally, it was in Georgia here many, many centuries ago that I read in a book what it means to be an Igbo person. That is why we chose to start from Georgia. We chose to start from Georgia because here, in a place called St. Simon Islands, is that correct?
Yes, Igbo Landing.
The Igbo Landing.
Exactly.
Something very unique happened that told me the type of person that I am. We are following their footsteps, the footsteps of those people that went before us that said, I would rather be dead than serve a white person.
Exactly.
It smacks of dignity. It smacks of honor. It smacks of everything that defines us as a people. And that was why we came to Atlanta here in Georgia. We would have written it off as a huge disappointment had what is happening this evening not happened. We must make that abundantly clear. But for some reason, somehow, God is telling us that there are His children who are still in this very wonderful city, that our people here can be rescued, that we can be salvaged. Let's go and acknowledge the call from Uche MFO, and then we'll come to you to begin to expand on what we have this evening. Uche MFO, this is Radio Biafra, the second segment of our broadcast from Atlanta here in Georgia in the USA. What would you like to say, please?
Yes, I want to say good morning, good afternoon,
evening to all Biafrans, friends of Biafra from around the world, and to you who have been doing marvelously well. I am encouraged, I am re-energized by the response from Atlanta at the moment, and I thank all our brothers there present with you. I don't know their names, but I am very much impressed by their response, and especially the caller from New Jersey. Oh, New Jersey.
Yes, it's very moving what he said. Very, very moving.
Yes, yes. It was an inspirational speech, let me put it that way. I can't say that the mission of Radio Biafra to the United States of America is being confirmed in many quarters. It is a message of hope, message of redemption, message of revival that Radio Biafra is on and has been given to the entire world. And this cannot be effective without the support of Biafrans and the United States of America and from around the world. And so far, I am not disappointed, but there are still a lot of work to be done. I just want to say that we need to encourage one another. This work has...
Yes, hello.
Invested in killing us. They have so much taken out their time to make sure that our people are not heard anywhere. But the indomitable spirit that God has given us has not left us. But a number of people are discouraging us, but we are not going to be discouraged. I just want to say a very big thank you to everybody, and that we must sit up and begin to march on, no going back, no retreat, no surrender. Radio Biafra is on a mission, and we're not going back. We want the support of everybody. Biafra belongs to all of us. It is our collective responsibility to put the issue of Biafra on the world stage once again. Biafra, for me, remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community. And anywhere Biafra is mentioned, people who are not clean enough run away. But they will continue to run away. Biafra will be chasing them. So that is just what I want to say at the moment. I know there are so many people who want to make contribution. So, but I'm standing by anyway.
Thank you very much for that. It was well said. Another very good, how can I put it, pressy of what we're presenting this evening. Thank you very much, Uchemefor, who incidentally is a member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. He is the one at our controls in London, making sure that what we are doing here in Atlanta gets to the whole world, because we relay our signal from here to London and from London to the entire world. We are very, very grateful for the work he's doing, and the rest of the editorial board, which comprises of Nwada Manachi Okpara, Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, Chukwuma Ebunyeze Ekpa, Barrister Eman Mezo, and also Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, who is presently in Biafra land, heading the team to confront Nigeria on Tuesday in the law court. We are doing legal battle with them, of which we are going to win. We know we're going to win the fight against them. We have very brilliant minds there doing this work. We are not afraid of anybody. Biafra has been accorded judicial recognition in Nigeria for the very first time. In Nigeria, the word Biafra is no longer a crime because they admitted it in court. They paid us fine. Do you know that Nigeria paid Biafra fine? Nigeria paid Biafra fine. The only time that money is moving from Nigeria to Biafra, we made it possible. Radio Biafra and Bile Human Rights made it possible during the last hearing. That is what we are saying, that what we are doing, a lot of people don't understand the magnitude of it. We don't like shouting and making so much noise. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra from Atlanta in Georgia. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good morning or good night. I'm calling from UK. My name is Stephen.
Stephen from UK. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Nnamdi, thank you very much for having inspired the people from Atlanta, Georgia. I hope the spirit is awakened now.
Yes, it's coming alive, yes.
I want to thank that our father that called from New Jersey.
Yes.
His word was just like the broadcast of our general during the war.
That is correct, yes.
That is veteran, please. If somebody should spot whatever he is,
yes,
we need people like that.
We do.
So educative and it's very inspiring. We need people like that. Sir, if you are still listening, please, we need you. We need people like you, not just like one man that called from Abuja some time ago that said that he was a veteran and was telling us negative things about our people. We have people. We can see them. By the time we continue marching ahead, I believe they will all come up, whatever they are. Thank you very much, sir. Long life, we live to reap the fruit of your labor. May God bless you and the family and the land. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Now we are into Atlanta. Very well. We'll ask you to please not to call for a few minutes. Let us get to the bottom of the issue of Atlanta and understand. Let us start by asking our brother here, who did the best he could yesterday to get us into the gathering of Olu people. What is happening? Do we have Biafrans in Atlanta, apart from Martin and Cletus and yourself and our brother here? Do we have Biafrans in Atlanta?
Like I spoke to you yesterday, I'm also a Cletus. So we have two Cletuses.
That is correct.
Yes. Without being told, yes, the movement is here. The movement is not as strong as it's supposed to be. The movement is getting to be. And when you came in, somebody pointed me out to you.
Yes.
That is an indication.
Yes.
That something, people are aware that something is going on. Yes, we have kept it alive. We have had gatherings for our children. We have kept our history alive on school level through discussions, sittings, and then essay writings. Our kids know. A kid asked me last night, why does that guy walk like Ojukwu? Why does he put his hand behind him? I said, I don't know. Maybe something rubbed off on the guy, because I also walk like that. I don't know how I picked it up. It is something that is symbolic to all of us that came up during the time. Yes, Atlanta is standing on the fence. They are watching. People are watching because people are confused. Mm-hmm. They see people being shot at, and yet they say we are Nigerians. When something happens to our people back home, they are watching for the leaders to take a stand to say, hey, wait a minute, what is happening?
Exactly.
They are not hearing it. So people are on the fence, but people need leadership, and that is where we come in.
Yeah.
We are here to lead. We are here to say enough is enough. You shot us last century. You shot us during the Biafran War. Enough is enough. If you shoot at any of us one more time, enough is enough. We are going to march right into your family. We are going to take it right to your family. We have had enough. This is not a threat. This is not a joke. This is real. We are a different breed. We love you unconditionally. But if you try what you did in the past anymore, we are going to bring it right to you. We are as organized as can be. And we don't all have to agree to fight you again. One mind, or one person, two people are enough here, but we are more than that. We know who we are, and we thank God for who we are. We are capable, we are able, we are ready, and if you are not ready yet, please come join us. We are a people endowed. We are no longer afraid. What we are defending is ours. God-given. That is what we will defend. If you cannot beat us, you need to join us. We are on the move. We invite you to join us. If you have any question, please bring it on. We are ready. We invite you to come with us from Atlanta.
Thank you.
We are live, and thank you very much.
We are very grateful to hear that. That restores our hope in the people of Atlanta. You are saying that Atlanta is ready and is prepared. Is this view shared very widely across the board?
Well, it is, I think we echo. I'm speaking on behalf of San Francisco Bay Area, California, where I lived. I just moved to Atlanta in March this year, about a few months ago.
Mm.
Yes, and it's like he echoed. All we need is a leader. Who is going to be the leader? Of course, the death of Ikemba Ojukwu galvanized the Igbo. I mean, I never seen the love and the togetherness of Igbo people, you know, during that time when we did his funeral. So Igbos came en masse. I saw Biafran soldiers in their Biafran uniform.
Mm.
The posters are gone. People are, even whenever I run, I go to mall, I run into Igbo man wearing Biafran flag. I'm wearing Biafran flag. So it is there on the ground. It's just that we need a leader. And thank God that also with the advent of Biafran radio, I mean, the only way you can tell your own story is to, I already, my friend in California, most of the time when we sit down for a tea or something, we talk about this issue of Biafran, how to, you know, create our own mass communication or media. We agree that the only way we can move Biafra ahead, first of all, is communication. You know, have our own radio.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that we have, you know, we were talking out of ignorance. I didn't know that Biafran radio is in existence already.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also we talk about having a newspaper, Biafran newspaper, because by, like Nnamdi Azikiwe, when he started, you know, about the emancipation of Nigeria and African nationalism, he started with his West African pilot.
That's correct, yes.
You know, that, you know, galvanized after our past African leaders, heads of states of Africa, to know where they are, who they are, and that I think that encouraged independence. So this is it now. We have that Radio Biafra in the making. It's ongoing. I enjoy all our African brothers, Biafrans, Igbo people, wherever you are. Please, this is our times. This is our chance. We have to, you know, let this desire, you know, going on. We have to keep it going on. So on that note, in San Francisco Bay Area, like when I spoke to you yesterday,
yes,
Nnamdi,
yes,
I told you, have you guys been to San Francisco Bay Area?
We are going
you
there.
Said you guys are going there.
We are going there.
I am going. If you don't have a contact, I'm going to work a contact. I know who they are.
Good.
I can give it to you. I have I know some family I won't even mention of. So you can have a point of contact.
That's very good.
You know, yeah. That way we can bring that new Biafran awareness to them.
Yes. Thank you very much for that. And as I said previously, you people have reawakened my belief in the irreducibility of Biafra within our people, because Biafra is like an atom. You cannot split it any further. But before we proceed, let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra Broadcasting here from Atlanta in Georgia. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We've lost them. We ask them to please call back. Sometimes when people hear Biafra, they're a bit scared. They run away. We ask them to please come back. Don't be afraid. Biafra existed before Nigeria ever did. In terms of organization, we are planning on holding a worldwide rally, a day of demonstration, from when the sun rises in Japan to when it sets in the Bay of San Francisco. Because the world is round, in case people don't know, and it spins at over 1,000 miles per hour. Even here we are sitting right now, the Earth is orbiting the sun. It is spinning at the same time as well as it is rotating on a particular angle. Those of us that read geography, we know that, but let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us?
Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? Yeah, Radio Biafra. Good morning.
Good morning. Please give us your name and where you are.
Good morning. Please give us your name and where you are. My name is Chima Saweru. I think I'm calling for the third time or second time from Kuwait.
Yes, from Kuwait. Are you listening to Radio Biafra tonight?
Radio Biafra tonight? Yeah, I'm listening to Radio Biafra. Actually, it's 3 a.m. Yeah, I was just waiting to make sure that Radio Biafra is really broadcasting from Atlanta. But just a quick one. Nambe, I want to know, do you people have any... are you planning to broadcast from the Middle East, like from Dubai or this region? Do you have something like that in your plan? Because I would have liked if Radio Biafra would come to this area also and broadcast so that people will be, even if it's covered for the Asia, like covered from here, like Malaysia people or people from India, but I think Dubai would be a more better place because it would be good. Because we have a lot of Nigerians, not Nigerians, a lot of Biafrans who are hiding in this region. And you know about this, this Arab revolution also, it went, how the people participated, the youth. So it will be something nice, and I don't mind to, you know, to help out to build some contact, how we can be able to broadcast from this region. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a very wonderful gesture. Wherever we are invited, if there are Biafrans, we will be there. That is our job. That is what we are here to do. If we are asked to go to the Middle East, we will. We are going to Canada, and when we come back from Canada, we are going to South Africa, we will go to Malaysia. Anywhere we are asked to go, we will go to bring the news of redemption of our people. This is Radio Biafra. We are not retreating. We are not surrendering. And of course, it's either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no third option. It is not a question of let us try this or that or that one. It wouldn't kill the MNG, it wouldn't kill nonsense. It's either we get Biafra or we die trying. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. If you please, you want to call us, you can call us either through Skype or on the phone. We are holding an international demonstration from when the sun rises in Japan. When the sun hits any major country, be it Japan, be it the Philippines, be it Indonesia, be it Malaysia, be it Singapore, when the sun strikes 12 noon in each of these countries, Biafrans will rise up and protest. There is a call. I will not take the call for now. What we are asking is, can we get Atlanta, Georgia to be ready for such an occasion? Is it possible to get you people ready to mobilize these great people we saw at the parties yesterday to stand still 12 noon, one Saturday, one Sunday? It doesn't really matter. We need you to come out to show solidarity. We need to announce the presence of Biafra to mankind. One single day. After that, we will take our battle home. Where all the workers of iniquity in the house of God, which is Biafra land, will be swept away from that very place. The first thing that our Lord Jesus Christ did when he went into the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem is to drive away all the money changers, by which we mean all the corrupt politicians in Igbo land. Peter Obi can bribe the traditional rulers. He can give the army money. He has given the army 200 million. He has not paid the workers. But he found 200 million naira to give to Nigerian army to save him when we come after him. Unapologetically, we are going to drive him away from our land. Will Atlanta, Georgia be ready for such an assignment? That is what we want to know. That is what the world wants to know this very evening in Atlanta. And God knows what time it is elsewhere in the world where people are listening today. That is a very simple question.
According to the question that the coordinator asked, we are given an unequivocal yes. We are able and we are ready. And we invite you to join the movement. There is no pretense. The time is now. If not now, when will it be? We were the children that we are shot at. We are the children that we are denied. We are telling the world we have come of age. We have to tell our own stories. We have to write our own stories. Unfortunately, We are here in diaspora, but we have the ability, we have the capabilities to disseminate our stories, and that is exactly what we are doing. We are accepting the challenge. Atlanta will be ready. Atlanta will have a day. Atlanta will organize. We will invite the world. We will be number one. We will invite the whole world to come to this Atlanta to rehear the story. Legally, on a scholastic level, be it demonstration, be it through legal means, we are going to invite the whole world to come to Atlanta to discuss our history, to chart the way forward, because that time is now. Nigeria is waiting for the leadership of the Biafrans. There is no doubt about it. Nigeria is in the process of becoming, but without the leadership of Biafra, Nigeria will not become. And Nigeria is not. Biafra is. Therefore, the confusion that people are witnessing in Nigeria is because Biafra is not leading. Until Biafra begins to lead, then whomever, whatever, will then follow. In our vernacular, anapu agwa wodikizu agwagasia
ezu
oyibo the southeast oha wodike na anibo ana achoka agwagasia ezu gbapu dike oya meni ihe ana ha gaga
ezu.
We must take our place. We are not expecting anybody to put us in our place. We must rise and take our place. And that was the message of Ikemba. He said, go throughout Nigeria, do what you have been doing, teach Nigerians, lead Nigerians, build Nigeria. Do not give back. Do not be a coward. It is your call to lead Nigeria. And that is exactly what we are going to do. The people called Nigeria is confused without Biafra.
Exactly.
So Biafra is going to lead. Biafra has come to be. Biafra will be, and we will invite everybody here to define our goal and map out our objectives. We are calling on the communities here. We are calling the Igbo Union community. We are calling the Mbises. We are calling the Arabs, the Enugus, the Abaganas. We are calling the Norfia, the Enugu, the Ebonis.
They're all here.
We are calling the Asabas.
Igbo Union Hall.
So, yes, we have a critical mass here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And it is a meaningful critical mass. We are celebrating every day. What are we celebrating? Are we celebrating solidarity? Are we celebrating freedom? Are we celebrating brotherhood? Under what? We need to define once and for all what our goal as a people is. We will no longer wait for anybody to go and build any roads for us at home. We will build our own roads.
That's correct.
We will not expect anybody anymore to build Niger Bridge for us. We are going to build Niger Bridge.
Yes.
We will have our own banks.
Yes.
We will have our own international airport.
Yes.
We will have our seaport because we are capable. We are building all over the world. It's time to go home and build like the Israelis. We are even much, much larger and much, much stronger than some powerful countries all over the world. It's time to come together here in Atlanta to bring that brain, the brain power together to organize, and then we move forward and begin to do the work that we are assigned to do. Let us keep the wisdom alive.
This is wonderful. I think it's been worth it after all the pain. I feel like a woman who has gone through 9 months of pregnancy and very painful labor, and at last a very healthy child has been delivered. I am very, very, I mean, in some ways I expected to be hearing this evening from Atlanta. Because our ancestors couldn't have come here and done us proud by taking their own lives rather than serve white people, rather than be slaves in, you know, cutting sugarcane or picking cotton. And then we come up and we become very docile. This evening, my faith in our people has been renewed Then let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra here in Atlanta, Georgia. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good morning from Germany. My name is Godwin.
Godwin, good afternoon or good evening here from Atlanta. Go ahead, the world is listening.
Yeah, in fact, Nande, I felt the same way you felt. You know, I went to bed around 10:30 and I couldn't sleep till now because I was like, what is our brothers over there doing, you know? So that now that our brothers has woken up, and I believe I have one of my brothers there. I'm from Igato too.
Okay.
Akokwa precise.
Mazindeo. He's
from this org. Wamazio.
Nandeo. Yadu kwarege mwa o.
Yagazio. Ayadrege mwa wande mwadu. So, what we are saying is that everybody has to come out. Never ask nanyo komambiru or no, obaofufu. Mezuo. Mezuo sina awo na abahazo were mba oyahe isi.
You know? Yes.
So these people, they have been cleaners. Enwe katu neme na Netherland some time ago.
Denmark, in Denmark.
Na Denmark. Mm. Ato trondi igbo go in dozens. Any small thing like this, something in Europe, Adana, na that is Abia na Nigeria go people just without reason. That they go illegal every day, and the federal government of the stupid Sioux cannot do anything about it. How about you? They go illegal every day and night, every day and night. But as soon as we come, they will kill their own. They will go. Now it's Boko Haram. And our brothers all over the world, we have to come out. Even the whole world know what we are going through. The first day I came into Germany, I met a lady in the train station. She asked me, where do you come from? I said, I come from Nigeria. She said, are you an Igbo man? I said, yes. I said, do you know Igbo? She said, yes, Kwashoko. He said, Kwashoko. Yes, I swear this is what this lady told me. I said, yes, that is what we went through. So all this Western world, they know what we went through, and they know that Nigeria have nothing to offer the world. So now that God has made it, you know, God does his things the way he wants to do it. Now, God is pushing the Boko Harams to do these things so that we can be free.
Yes, I agree.
Now, this is a very good opportunity for us. If we miss this time,
yes,
this very opportunity, we can't get it again.
That is correct. I agree.
The Hausas, they want their Arewa Republic, Oduduwa, they want their own. But you know Yorubas, they can't come out and say it openly. But the Hausas, they are fighting to get their own. They are not Christians. They don't want to pray the way we pray. They hate anything about us. They don't drink beer. We drink beer. We are not Muslims. We are Christians. They see us as people, as people that is unholy.
Yes.
Now they want their country. Let us use this opportunity to go. If we miss this opportunity now, we can never get it again. So please, my brothers and sisters all over the world, please, let's come out and do this thing once and for all. Once and for all. Nobody will do it for us.
Thank you very much. We are very grateful for your call. Thank you very much for staying awake up until this time. It's past 1 p.m. or even past 2 p.m. Around Germany and a lot of parts of Europe. This is Radio Biafra. That we have succeeded in delivering Atlanta, that Atlanta has been delivered today. I feel like somebody who is on a crusade, but there is no light outside and people shouting Holy Ghost fire. That is the only difference, but we can say with every inch of confidence that Atlanta has been delivered to the Biafran people. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Tony. This is me from Colorado.
From Colorado. Good man. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Man, I was trying to call you when the guy that just hung up. We're from the same place. You say Akokwa. I'm from Akokwa. Well, you know, I left Nigeria a long time ago by Igbo. I need to go back and start speaking Igbo. My Igbo is messed up now. So,
don't need to tell
me. No, it's going to be too
Igbo,
man. I left Nigeria a long time ago, you see. So, but anyway, I've been listening to you guys. What I wanted to bring to your attention is don't beat yourself up too much about our people in America. Do you understand?
Yes.
Our level of understanding is different with every person. In fact, let me tell you this. I know it's going to make you laugh. You know Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yes.
If that man comes out today and goes to Atlanta, they will kill him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, I know it will make you laugh, but I'm not... Somebody, a black man on TV, his wife said this about 5 years ago. If Martin Luther King wakes up today and comes out to black America, they will kill him first because the people are lost. It's not just about our people. There's something about American society that is selfish. It's called egoism. Everybody's after their own interests.
Yes.
Our people, they come in here, they pick it up. So don't not think it's our people alone. American society is like this. It's called a business culture. Everybody's after their own interests, after their own family, after their own food, what they will eat today, tomorrow. You see, so... If Americans, they brought us Bible. If Jesus Christ comes out here today, then we kill him. If he comes in here to preach to them, then we kill him. Then we lynch him in the South. Even though they call Bible Belt. So we got problem, you know. So, but if what you're doing is good. Just keep talking. Eventually, some people will wake up. And there was a guy that was talking to you. You have to realize, you're not going to get 100%. Maybe you get 20%. That's enough.
Yes. Yes.
And then if we succeed, then they will join us, you see. So that's the way it is. But I have big interest in this. I'm really, really ready. And let me tell you something. My kids are grown. I have a daughter in medical school now. I have a daughter that just graduated from college. So I'm ready. I don't have anybody in my house. I just live. I have two houses, one here, one somewhere else. By the phone number I call you, you should know where my second house is. Yeah. I have nothing to gain by sitting around here acting like I don't hear what is happening in Nigeria. We need to do something.
That's very good. Yeah? That's very good. I'm happy.
After you acquire all this stuff, what are you going to do with it? When you die, what are you going to do with all this thing? They'll be gone.
That is true. Thank you very much. We'll get in touch with you. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. Thank you very much.
No.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Mr. Nnamdi. Good morning, anyway. I'm calling from London.
Good evening from here in Atlanta. Go ahead, the world is listening. Give us your name, please.
Yes, Okechukwu from London. You know who is calling, anyway.
Okechukwu from London, please go ahead. We are listening. Thank you very much for calling us by this time. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank God that I get through today. Anyway, I was listening to the first program, you know, yesterday.
Yes.
Then along the line, I catch up that you people are going to come back again in the next 3 hours.
That's correct, yes.
And then I switch on back, then it was on.
Yes.
Then I heard the Oja going on and the speech.
The Oja, yes.
The gentleman. So, this is home. So tonight, when I heard that Oja, and I hope a lot of people has been waked.
Yes.
Because nobody can sleep without, you know, after this Oja tonight.
That is correct. That is correct.
Yes. So, and another one thing I will suggest is if something like this can be going on any time. Radio Biafra will start this thing, then somebody will play this Oja thing.
Yes. We'll capture it. We'll capture it from here and make it our signature tune. Yes, we'll capture it before he goes. Yes, we'll capture it. We'll record it. Yeah, no problem about that.
Because tonight, after that, and the switch speech that that gentleman made tonight, that thing, I can't sleep because tonight I'm just going around, around inside my laptop here, digging everything. And immediately this thing burst, I heard this thing. I say, So it's true that these people are still awake now. So I just called with my landphone. So what I'm saying is, now I am so happy because I know what you have been going through there. And a lot of people are angry, but now I can see that we have men.
Yes.
In the United States. So we have people there, and we know that every family in Biafra land knows that they have somebody there. So when we are hearing that, you know, that disappointment that America have done this, you know, it, because I'm putting it in entire America, for Atlanta to do that, because I know that my own people, they have something serious meeting that place, serious community meeting in Atlanta.
Yes.
They can host Super Eagles when Super Eagles finish their Atlanta, when they finish the Atlanta tournament. They host them there. Why can't them host Biafra, Radio Biafra? So when I was listening to this morning, that thing speaks to me that yeah, these people has worked up.
Yes.
So I am happy now, and by tomorrow, because a lot of people are sleeping now. Today is Sunday. Today is Monday now, so a lot of people are asleep now. So, but when I will speak to my people tomorrow and I tell them that I listen to that, everybody should go online and listen to last night. Listen, people will be marvelous.
Yes, yes.
So I am so happy that things like this are going on now. Please, you people should carry on like this. Please, you people will help us to motivate this spirit. America, we need you people. Nnamdi went to Israel and succeed to unite them, and the Israeli people are now marching, you know, like soldiers. Then how about America, giant of the world? Then our people are there. We know that we have people there more than every other country in the planet. So what can, you know, we need you people to help us. So I'm very, very happy, Nnamdi. God will bless you, and don't worry, when you come back, then we start, we will stop.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much for your call. It's very enlightening. We want to tell the Americans that we are hoping on you people. Are you, Mabanka? Are you people aware of this?
We are aware of that.
We are hoping on you people in America to save us.
Okay.
Are you people aware of that?
We are. Yes.
America does not back off. America is leading, and we are equal to the task. We are guaranteeing the Biafrans that we are taking that challenge. We will invite you back. You will see something different. You will see that leadership on the ground. We will not prove it here. The proving ground is at home.
Yes.
We are equal to it. We are moving. And now, please be reassured. Be reassured. Be still. Everything is where it should be. We are getting to become.
Yes.
And when the come comes out, we shall all come out.
That is correct.
Jidekiji.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Nandi, one mother. How would you nudge again?
Yes.
Indeed, we say, Anya Humbo, Adam Muele, Odeka, Ebagri Longwine, you gave good news. In Kabir, I wake up and lose.
Aguay,
when I got that. When I get Nabokunya, and he had your go go miniature, your camper. Marayana Kuna, Anya Muraya, Ebira Ibila now, Butosia. So I was here. I was there.
One second. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, hello. I don't want to take your call. Can you hear me?
Yes. It's breaking up, but yes, it's better now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I fell asleep, and it looks like somebody calls from Kuwait.
Yes,
am I right?
Yes, somebody called from Kuwait. That is correct. Yes.
Yeah, I'm also in Kuwait, and I've been trying to get in touch with this guy. I will give you my number on air so that he can call me.
Yes, he's listening. Please. Call your number on the air if you have it. This, you know, we're not afraid. This is Radio Biafra. Call your number on the air. Go ahead, please. He will take it. Yes.
Okay. 508. Sorry, 502. I'll start again. 502-86-310.
Well, say it again, please.
502-86-310.
Okay, I'm sure they got that. And what is the code for Kuwait in case there are other people with relatives in Kuwait who want to get hold of you to tell you where their relatives are? What is the code for Kuwait, the international code for Kuwait?
It's 965
plus 965-502-86-310.
Yes.
And your name, please, your name?
You are right. Chidoje is my name. You know me, but you are mistaking me for Qatar.
Chidoze, I won't mistake you for Qatar anymore. Thank you very much.
It's not your fault. My Skype is showing Qatar. I was in Qatar before. I was just mobilized to Kuwait from Qatar.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very, very much. We are grateful for your call. Your number is here. Chidoze is from Kuwait, or resident in Kuwait. You're a Biafran, but in Kuwait. I will not mistake your number anymore for any other place other than Kuwait. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. We have a caller on Viber as well. Let us try and take this call. Atlanta is waking them up this evening. Or Jankan or Nabalia. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, Director Nandi.
Good morning, my brother. Where are you calling from? From Sweden. Your line is not...
It's faint. Yeah.
It's very, very faint. Can you please call us back on Skype, please? Add Radio Biafra to your Skype list. Call us back on Skype. Skype is far more stable. And we're asking Uche Mofa to please call us back on Skype as well. Please go to Skype and call us. It is far more stable on Skype than Viber. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. This is, you know, what we do at Radio Biafra, even Radio Nigeria cannot do it. We can broadcast from anywhere on this planet. We have a technology that nobody else has. Do you know why? Because we are Biafrans. We are especially blessed by God. This is not like before when people weren't able to hear us on a daily basis, but now we can broadcast from anywhere on this planet. There are some things we have that no other person has, and we don't want to even sell it because we are doing the work of God. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. What is your name and where are you?
My name is Cletus Mwonye, calling from India.
Cletus Mwonye from India. From India. Yeah. The many Cletus,
no,
many Cletuses. There are two Cletuses here. Or Cletus, or however you... So you're the third person. Thank you very much. You're calling from India. Which part of India are you in?
I'm in Mumbai, Bombay.
Bombay. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
So, I'm just want to thank you, Nandi, and other our brothers there in Europe.
Thank you.
Only thing that I'm only to say this morning, this is just a minute to six. Now,
yes.
This Oja that I...
Yes, are you there? Hello?
Are you hearing me?
Say that again. What did the Oja do to you? Go ahead, please tell us.
The Oja moves me. I was very touched by the Oja. So, you know, when I had the sound of the Oja, I thought that I am dreaming. So I thought that I was dancing every month. You know, I was told that I was with Shitoda in Enugu, or with all these Margaret things, you know,
all
the things.
Or
Pericom, thank you, brother.
Yes.
So I wake up, my music is not playing because I have on a Ogele music. So I was not, you know, I told her because when I was listening to you guys yesterday, although it was today also in America,
That's correct, yes.
So you could say that you will be coming back in the next 3 hours then. So I left everything on, listening to the Biafra music that's going on.
Yes.
And after some time that you understand, no Oja gives more loud than anything. When you blow Oja, it will go more higher than any voice, ordinary voice.
That's correct.
So when I wake up, then I say, oh, this is my brother. They are waking our spirit, including our ancestors. I know when they heard the sound of Oja,
yes,
they must be rejoicing wherever they are.
Of course.
So, brother, I'm just thanking you very much where that you are putting, where that you are bringing our people together to restore our freedom back. I thank you very much. May God continue to bless you and it's a wonderful work. With this very motion now, I believe before 2015 that our country, Biafra, will be restored back to us, because even the word of God says in the book of Revelation, chapter 10, verse 5 to 6, when the angel came down from above and put his right hand in the sun, raised up one of his hands and said, there shall be no more delay. So I believe there shall be no more delay in this very story again, that we shall restore back our father's land and rejoice over it. Thank you very much, brother. And I know that the time has come. I know that the time has come. The word of God says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 27, verse 1, that the day has come that I, the Lord, will come down by myself to use my hand to cut off the head of Leviathan. I think that the time has come where God himself will come down to cut off the head of Leviathan that can be keeping the people of
we are losing him.
Yes. Under bondage.
Yes.
So I pray that you have, you know, when Israel was suffering in the land of Egypt, you know, when Israel was suffering in the land of Egypt, and it was sent a Messiah called Moses.
Thank you very much.
I believe, yes, you are the Moses that God has sent to us. And at the moment they left the Israel, and God also used Moses to spoke and say in the book of Exodus 14:13-14, the Egyptians you see today, you shall see it no more. For the Lord shall fight for us, and we shall have our peace. I believe, for going our God on Tuesday, I believe that the hour has come that God will motivate our spirit and our angel also to go and fight. Because the word of God says in the book of Numbers chapter 23, say that, do not lay curse on my people, for they have my blessing, for I have already blessed them. I beg no man can lay curse on us or to take away. You know, but when I was in catechism, then taught me something and said that, when before Jesus Christ was crucified in the cross of Calvary with other people, other criminals.
My brother, stay where you are. I love this story on Jesus Christ, but stay where you are. Stay where you are. Let us attempt to take this other call. That is the thing about Radio Biafra. Even if we are broadcasting by 5 a.m., you have people call us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Director. Good morning from Sweden.
Good morning from Sweden. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for all the efforts you've been making, try to pull our people from all walks of life to make sure that they come out and stand for their rights.
Yes.
They have to come out and stand for their rights. You know, I was also moved by the first caller.
Yes.
So I was so touched that somebody I was listening, you know, but as soon as I heard from this man, I felt so much sad. I don't know how to put it, but anyway, at the same time, I just want to commend you for all the efforts you have been making and all that.
So thank you.
I'm happy. I can't really express how I feel about everything that you've been doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my brother. That's a call from Sweden. Please, the caller on Skype should please remain and round up for us very, very quickly, please. Very, very quickly. Can you round up for us, please? Because we have other callers waiting, please. The caller on Skype, are you still there?
Hello?
Yes, please round up for us very, very quickly. We did promise to come back to you. Please round up for us very quickly. We have our brothers here and we want them to speak this evening regarding Atlanta and what they're going to do for us, which is why we are here.
Okay, well, okay, brother. Well, let me just not take much of time. Yeah. You know, when the people was to hang up with Jesus and Lucifer was moving around with books, you know, and Lucifer was saying to talking to Jesus and saying, "These people is my people." And Jesus Christ asked him, "What makes them to be your people? What qualifies them to your people?" And they said, "This one stole something, this other side, this one, and take somebody something. And I have the charge sheet here, I have the case file here." And when Jesus Christ asked him to open the case file, let him see what is written on it. And then when the case file or charge sheet was opened, and there is not what was written on there. So I'm still believing that we will go to the court on the Tuesday with the Nigerians, that whatever they may be used against us, the same thing that we used to grant us bail repeatedly, that there is nothing that we find against us that will make them to return us anymore. And I also thank you very much for that. The way that you are doing, and the way that you are addressing people, and the way that you take this on your own. Nobody is paying you, nobody is feeding you, nobody even asking you how you feed your family. You are just there, maybe you don't have any other work impossible, because every day. So I thank you so much for that, and I pray to meet you face to face. In fact, I don't know how I will put it, but all I know that it's only God that will reward me, because he said in the book of Psalm 30 verse 5 that his favor is for lifetime. I believe God favor in you and in your friends is for lifetime. Amen. Thank you, brother, for your good work. Keep it on. May God bless you more and more.
Amen.
For generation
to
generation.
Amen.
Thank you,
and to you too. And may God bless Biafra, which is more important. God blessing Biafra is more important than God blessing me, because Biafra is more important than anybody, any institution, even more important than the United States itself, because Biafra is the kingdom of God on this earth. People who don't know that should go and reflect on it and sleep on it. Please pray very hard for God to show you what Biafra means. If you see what Biafra means, believe you me, you will spend each of your waking moment eulogizing about it. Let us try to round up on Atlanta. We are very happy with what we have seen so far. Atlanta has the pass mark, so to speak. Yes, my brother, please go ahead.
Just want to take this brief moment to recognize and thank the past leadership of Igbo Union Atlanta for specifically recognizing the efforts of our brothers, the Biafran soldiers. They have been recognized now for 4 years running. The last one is just barely 3 months old. They were given certificates, they were called out to the stage, and they were all recognized with plaques and all.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that we need to keep going. And one of them came out last night. I don't know if you recognize that, director. Mm-hmm. He came out when he was asked, "Who are you?" He clearly said his first name. The second word that came out of his mouth was "Second Biafran this and that."
That is correct. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That is the way he feels. That yes. is who he is.
Yes.
He is a Biafran.
And
when he goes around in the community doing his business, a very responsible person, he knows who he is. He tells you what he believes in, and that's it. So, yes, Atlanta will meet the challenge. Yes. We have people. We are ready. And the community, on ongoing basis, is recognizing that and supporting that. It is a process.
Thank you very much.
We are at the beginning, but we are moving forward. Not going back.
Thank you very much. Whose idea was it for us to go to this thing yesterday, to go to Olo and that the wedding and Olo? Who was it? Was it? Cletus has been very busy doing his marketing all through yesterday. We are very grateful. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. You've been waiting very patiently on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Henry Egon. I'm calling from Liverpool, United Kingdom.
Henry Egon from Liverpool in United Kingdom. This is Radio Biafra from the beautiful, now we can now say Atlanta is beautiful, the beautiful city of Atlanta, because our people are here and they have woken up. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
I just want to thank you people over there about what you people are doing. I'm so happy. First of all, people are waking up over there in America.
Yes, they are our hope. America is our hope. We are not ashamed to tell them that. Our hope is in America. If America believes in Biafra, if the Biafrans, if the Igbos in America believe in Biafra, we will get Biafra overnight. It's not difficult. So, Eba, we must appeal to their conscience to recognize the burden placed upon them by virtue of their standing in the world, by virtue of the fact that they are in this blessed land, in this particular place where we are today, that if they come out to support this struggle, indeed we shall have Biafra. That's all we are saying.
Okay. Yeah, and I have another thing I want to say.
Go ahead.
Yeah, based on, because I called home the other day and I spoke to some of people over there in my village to ask them whether they know issue of the Biafra, that the Biafra is in a court with Nigerians. They told me that they're going on, because one, they don't have electricity, they don't have laptop or to know any or God news to, or anybody's telling them about the Biafran issue. So my own suggestion on this issue is that, like, on Tuesday, we're going to the court on Tuesday.
Yes,
most of them is not aware about it.
Mm-hmm.
So on this issue is that if it's possible to get some people from every Igbo land that will attend to the court, then after the court they will go back to villages and tell people, gather people together and tell them what is going on, so that people will be aware of what is going on. I think from this way the news will be spreading on and people will be aware of what is going on.
Yes, that is correct, but we want to go a step further. We are in America. We have our people in America. The best thing for us to do, as our brother quite rightly said, which I said, he's away from the studio briefly. What we need is media, and to be able to take our message to every corner of the earth. What Radio Biafra is doing this evening. How do we get Radio Biafra into people's home, back home where we come from? That's what we need to do. And that is why we are fighting very, very hard to make sure we secure the transmitter so we can go and mount it at home. If we mount the transmitter at home, everybody with any type of radio will be able to get us on AM and FM at the same time. That's what we need to do. We have acquired the transmitter. You were on air when our brother Moses Mwigwe at Corpus Christi, incidentally our host from tomorrow evening, said that he is prepared to become homeless. He will mortgage, he will sell his house in America to part fund that very transmitter. These are the type of people we're looking for, that type of spirit. We want our American people to do something. The same way we have told the Canadians that they are the ones going to buy the decoder and the antenna for the satellite TV that we are bringing on board. And they will buy it. It is their duty to do so. They will do it. Americans here, they will give us satellite. America will place Biafra into space so that Biafrans, wherever they are on this planet, so Biafrans all over the world can see what is happening. We want to show them what is happening, where they come from. So nobody can deny it and say, I know me, I don't know what is going on. We want to show them.
Yeah.
Our people, it is our duty to rescue our country where we come from. Unapologetically, we are not begging anybody to do something. This is our duty, and we must answer that call. And Atlanta has answered it today, and they will not let us down. They are telling us that here before the whole world. We are very happy that listeners are calling so that they understand the reach of Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra, what Radio Biafra does, Radio Nigeria can never attempt it in a million years. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world. We are not noisemakers. We don't make too much noise. Because you can be reading about us in CNN. We have been there today to take pictures. People can say, well, why don't you walk in and give them interview and say, you people are from Radio Biafra. We say we don't believe in self-publicity. Let the work we do speak for itself. Radio Biafra is heard. They have said it here today. and we're holding them responsible for that, that they will organize Atlanta and make them respond appropriately. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, please. My brother, you went away for some time, and you're back here now with us. We have exhausted Martin and Cletus, the first Cletus here. We've extracted all we can from them. They have been running around us ever since we came a few days ago, every day diligently coming and looking after us. Almost said, "This can no log." I felt like somebody because of a year, you think he's going to see somebody who's not well in the hospital. But he, of course, he's serving his country in the best way he can, and we welcome it. Atlanta, we can now say, has been very good to us, because you people are out here. Having met you yesterday, the Olu people that I happen to like very, very much, having received us in the manner that they did, and you people are here today, you have given us your assurance that everything is going to be fine. And what do we, are you planning on encountering any problems mobilizing the people here? Is it an issue? What do we have to do to mobilize them even better here? Omensobu Garden, is there any problem? Do you anticipate any difficulties in the mobilization of the people here?
I don't know Atlanta much, because I'm just a new father in town.
I will speak to that.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
When Owazurike way back came to visit the United States, he was welcomed here. And that must have been about 15, 16 years ago.
That's correct, yes.
Okay? And we are in touch with the beat of the city. We know where the hearts and minds of the people are.
Mm.
They are on the fence. They are looking for leadership. We will. We are coming. We are in the process. We will provide that leadership. We will invite you back in no time. You will see how we take over that leadership. Atlanta takes over leadership in so many different areas, and the issue of Biafra will not be different. It is something worth doing.
Yes.
There is nothing wrong about doing something right.
Yes, that's
right. We are going to do it right. Biafra is the right thing to do.
Yes.
We will do it right. We will galvanize. We will organize. Mm-hmm. We will pull our people together.
Yes.
Our people are very sensible people,
mm-hmm.
very enlightened people.
Yes.
When you explain and they understand, you get the support.
They follow you.
They will come. Okay. Because, not because we are doing propaganda or anything, but because it is the right thing.
Yes.
Biafra is the right thing.
It is.
This is the time. We are not waiting. We are moving forward. Yes, it is like you gave us a surprise yesterday.
Yes, yes.
It is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But in our language, mbredeni ridike, mbredeke ejbe na emegeni.
Una papala agwa today.
And mbwaku oja na ebe.
Mm-hmm.
Ndị Igbo nọ n'Atlanta ma ọkụ ọja n'ebe ihe a, and ọkụ ọja ahụ na-ekwu okwu a, ọ na-asị unu gee ntị na ije pụtakwa ọzọ, ọkụ ọja kpọọ n'Igbo ya aza. Ndị Igbo nọ n'Atlanta ma ọja n'ebe ihe ahụ, ọja ahụ adịghị abụọ. Mgbe unu bịara n'abalị, ọ marịsị unu na-ekwe onye unu ya.
Agaraga kpọọ gị ya.
Ama ihe ọja bụ midia ndị Igbo.
Yes.
Ekwe kụọ ama eme gịnị?
Agba.
Ekwe akugwa amaga agba mgbe unu bịara ọzọ unu ya afụ ka ihe si eme.
Ndewo mkoma. Ndewo gade. Ndewo. This is Radio Biafra. Are you there? The caller on the phone.
Yes, director. Good evening. Good morning.
Yes.
It's Ngozi from Sweden.
Ngozi from Sweden. How are you, wonderful lady? Our battle axe in Sweden.
I am fine.
Thank you very much. Ndewo. Our people are here. We now have Atlanta. Our people are here. My voice
is my mind is now at rest. I have gotten myself since I listened to the program in the evening. Oh, Kirila, you be a nice man.
Oh. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Our people are here. It's terrible.
The end time has come for them.
Yes.
They have come for them. I'm a fearless woman. I'm going to get a handle gun. Be with it to me. I won't get a father. Because it is too much for one to bear. It is too much. Your journey is successful because when I listen to the last program, I believe them, and I always trust people, and I trust them. I am telling them this morning here in Sweden that we are looking forward to them. Our people back home, we hope are hoping on us, and we cannot let them down. Not now, because if we do, I don't know what will become of them. Even if your family are outside, you have cousins, you have uncles, you have relatives, you have friends. So I trust you people, and I know that you are a man of your word, and we hold you by that your word, and we believe that it will come out so positively. May God bless all of you. I'm so happy. I'm so, so happy this night.
Thank you very, very much. That's our sister and the coordinator from Sweden. We are privileged to have her. I think she must have told her husband to join Biafra immediately. He didn't even complain. He didn't talk because she's a woman of action, and Sweden is part of what we are doing. We are coming to you from United States. Here is Atlanta. We have resolved the issue in Atlanta. Our people are here. They have done something that nobody has ever done for us. Ojike Bugeba. So we are humbled by this very experience today, to have hope and trust in our people. Today has restored my belief in the sanctity of the Igbo race, in the supremacy, I say it without any apology, of our people over any other. The only area in West Africa not conquered by Islam. The only people that maintained democracy from their inception as a race till this very present day. The only place on this earth that did not conquer anybody and nobody conquered them until the white man came. An enviable history. Right. That is what makes you special. Very, very special. It is an honor to be here. We are bringing the program to an end. I will go around all of you one after the other to please give us your closing remarks, your speech, because this will be our final broadcast from Atlanta for the time being until we return. Radio Biafra will return in strength and might, and for goodness sake, this land will reverberate because we are the children of God. Please, go ahead, Cletus.
Good evening. My name is Cletus Oloka from Atlanta here. I thank each and every one of you listening on Radio Biafra, which is fighting for the defense of all Biafrans. And I thank the coordinator from London and Kano for his effort and his hard work. As we gather here this evening, and some of my Biafrans, we are expecting a whole lot of Biafrans here from Georgia, but unfortunately, some of them didn't know, but we had a very large, some few numbers here, and we will have to coordinate ourselves and make sure we probably have to host Radio Biafra here again in Georgia in the near future, which I think, you know, after our briefs and the coordination, it will be much and the better handled, and expect large number of Biafrans here will turn on the studio and they have their contribution, you know, and the effort. And again, I thank you for listening for Radio Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. And thank you very much, yes.
Yeah, again, my name is Cletus, and I have to differentiate. I'm Okemirine Buogwe.
Nebuoja.
Okemirine Buogwe. Okwaja Atlanta. Ndibo, worldwide. Ekene Drono. Do Drono. Let us have hope. Let us be reassured that we are doing the right thing. And we want to thank the director and his group for coming in, for giving us the opportunity to be heard. And like I said, when the come comes, we shall all come out. We are at the right place, and this is the right time. We want to thank the Biafrans worldwide, not only in Ndibo, up to the banks of River Niger, up to Delta, the Calabari, and Ebonyi, all over to Kwara State, all over Nigeria. Biafra is boundless. Biafra is an idea that the time has come and gone. So we thank you, and we ask you to come and join the movement, because it is right. It is the right thing to do. And we promise that when we get together here next time, we will send the message. The message will tell itself. The world will know. The world will know better, like they know right now. The first interaction was not well informed. That was why we lost. Yes, we lost. But this time around, the information is out. The word is there. The objective is clear. We are people well-defined and targeted for destruction, for religious purposes and nothing else, for who we are, the children of God. That is why we are being targeted. That is why we are being shot at. But by gosh, this is it. We are here today. We are not going back anymore for anybody. The world knows better. We are going to fight back. Nobody is slapping the other cheek anymore. We are not taking it anymore. And this is a new day. This is a new beginning. We thank you throughout the world, wherever you are. And be reassured. Be reassured that you are doing the right thing. You are welcome to Biafra. You are on the right side. So keep keeping on. Keep keeping on. We are not backing down for anybody. Let's move forward. The future is now. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. We are humbled by what you have said. Please, Richard, go
ahead. My brothers and sisters, wherever you are, special grace and God guidance unto you guys. That's my take. As I heard the news yesterday, as I saw the director yesterday in our meeting, I was thrilled with joy, and I couldn't even wait getting home before I started texting my friends in California, in San Francisco Bay Area. So please, Dr. King says, he said when he was alive that freedom is cannot be voluntarily surrendered by the oppressor. It got to be demanded by the oppressed.
Is that what he said?
Yes. Freedom cannot be voluntarily given up by the oppressor. It got to be, demanded by the oppressed. We are the oppressed. Nigerian government are not going to voluntarily surrender, relinquish Biafran freedom. It is on us. So what I'm trying to say is, wherever you are, sing that freedom. Let freedom ring in every corners of Igbo land. We are here to stay, spread the news. All my brothers here gathered, and my sister, and my sister's brothers, parents, everywhere you are, Udodrom ni leo, one them work, which will be Atlanta, Ige Jukwe Alala,
Amen. Go ahead.
Please. Okay, my name is Martins Anusiem, and as we bring this to a close, I want to refer back to our brother who called in from New Jersey.
Yes.
And there was a point he raised that I was about to speak on before we started taking calls. And that information is in Acts chapter 17, which we referred to in the morning.
Yes.
And you can read it yourself, beginning from verses 24 to 26. I won't read it again, but the main point in verse 24 says that God made the world. God created it and everything therein. In verse 26, it says, and he made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. In other words, for those of you who don't believe in the entity called Biafra, this is the scriptural basis for it, because it's telling us that God made the universe and put the people in their separate nations. Igbo is a nation. The Biafran people are nation. There are peoples,
yes,
within Biafra land.
That is correct, yes. That is correct.
And God put us there, mm-hmm, and gave us our own boundaries.
Yes.
He put, yes, the boundary there. Mm-hmm. And the moment you leave the Biafran boundary, you are in another person's country.
Enemy territory, more or less.
So you need to know this. And it is a sacrilege for somebody else to come into your own God-given land, to tap your resources, take what belongs to you, desecrate your women, and rape them openly. How many times do we read about Nigerian army, mm-hmm, raping Biafran women, and nobody does anything? The federal government does nothing about it. Stand up for your own country and let the Oduduwa Republic go its own way. Let the Arewa country go its own way, and we are going to stay in Biafra. Biafra is our heritage, and Biafra is here to stay. May God bless Biafra, and I give thanks to the Bilie Human Rights Initiatives and all the lawyers and all the people defending our freedom. And I also want to thank the Council of Elders of for the indigenous people of Biafra. I want to thank them so much for their integrity. They are a people that will not compromise. They cannot save their conscience, and because of it, we are with them and we support what they are doing. And I want to also say thank you, all Biafrans that are listening, all the friends of Biafrans all over the world. May God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. And from me, we are signing off from Atlanta. This is our last broadcast in Atlanta until we proceed on to Texas, and from there to Nevada, from Nevada to California, from California to New York, from New York to Baltimore. From Baltimore, we are traveling to Toronto. From Toronto, we return to Chicago. It's quite a lot to cover, but we shall do it because we are here spreading the word of God, the word of restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Radio Biafra cannot lie. We are incorruptible. We are irreducible. We must make that very, very plain. We are not going back. We are not retreating. We are not surrendering. It's either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no other alternative. It's been a pleasure having all of you listen to us. We are getting reports on Facebook that this is the best broadcast ever. They are saying they are wonderful. Oja does quite a lot of things. We started very slowly in Atlanta, but it has come to light, and they're telling us that they're with us all the way. They will not let us down. The whole world has heard it, and we know that is going to happen. Please, you sign us off before. Normally, we play music, but all we'll go on Jack, Aije, Mechina, Balia. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.